interrupt your program to bring you this important podcast. How to 911.
Can you put me out of service on a podcast, please?
Okay, welcome back, guys. I just want to say, first and foremost, I'm so sorry that yesterday's episode was a bust. We had a bunch of episodes that were pre-planned, and my procrastination got the best of me, and I didn't look at the episodes until literally like a couple days before and realized that there was a lot of things wrong with the audio. So we're going to have to re-record those episodes. So this is an impromptu episode that we were recording the day it's releasing. So I'm Sammy.
I'm Erica, and this is kind of exciting.
Isn't it?
It's like live. Like, yeah, I mean, you record and then it gets released.
Yeah, so don't say anything bad. Sammy, that's directed to myself. So today we're going to be talking about scam calls, mm-hmm. Something that we get a lot, especially if you work day shift. That's a lot of like the mm-hmm. calls that we get is like, somebody just tried calling me. So we're going to give you some tips and tricks of like certain calls that we see and like what to look out for and what you can do about scam calls. So one of the popular ones that I get are like police impersonators. People mm-hmm. are calling in saying, oh, you have a warrant. You need to give me X amount of money to no longer have this warrant. Which is a great way to like scare somebody into thinking, oh my gosh, I have a warrant. I don't want that to happen. And I need to get this off my record. But that's not how the police would handle that kind of a thing. We right. would want you, if we ever did contact you by phone saying, hey, you have a warrant, most of the time it's because of another reason. It's not just like we're calling you because there's a warrant. We're calling you because you needed our services for something. And we're like, oh, hey, by the way, it looks like you have a warrant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or there was like a issue that somehow police were involved in and we got your name and information and then the officer is trying to contact you. Some roundabout way. We would never just contact you because you have a warrant.
Solely because of... Right. A police calling solely because of the warrant. No.
Yeah. No. Yes. And so if we ever did, for some reason, out of the blue, call you and say you had a warrant, we would never tell you to get gift cards or cash or any amount of money and just upload it to Bitcoin. I don't know what you would do it anymore. But we would ask for you to come to the police station in person. That's how we would handle it. And depending on the bond amount and our processing fee, we would tell you what kind of money to bring if that's even the case. So right. It's just never handle something over the phone. That's what we would do. We would never handle that over the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can't take, if you do come in here to handle a warrant, we can't take like credit cards or checks or anything, so we definitely wouldn't take a gift card.
Yeah, definitely not a gift card, because that's extremely fishy. Yeah, like Erica said, we can't take checks, can we?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Like, we always say they have to bring cash.
Yeah.
Or, like, go to the ATM.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, if one of our officers is listening to this episode and that is incorrect, please tell us. Anyways, that's just what we always tell people is cash. I think that's just the easiest way to handle and process the money and not have to worry about it. Another popular scam, I was going to say fraud. Another popular scam is Social Security mm-hmm. scams. It happens all the time. I don't really know how they go. I just know that a lot of people are like, they have my Social Security number or whatever.
Or someone calls claiming that they do, or they have a little bit of information where they sound credible.
Yeah.
And then they're like, and we have your Social Security number, or we want it, and that's how they...
Or like, can you confirm it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, but that's not how Social Security Administration works. They don't call you.
Yeah.
It's handled through the mail.
Yeah.
I was going to say email. Just mail you a paper letter that there's something wrong or you need to do something, they would not call and ask you to confirm your Social Security number with the Social Security Administration.
Yeah, because they've got that.
Right. They should. If they don't, then it's a scam.
Yeah, it's definitely a scam.
And they will also, again, they should not ask for gift cards.
Yeah, exactly. And the common thing that, like, people find this believable is what Erica said. They have a little bit of information. They have just enough information to make you think, huh, this has to be legit because they have my home address. But, I mean, your home address is pretty easy to find if right. you have the right resources. Mm-hmm. Somebody that's just Googling you might be able to find that because of your social media. You might post your address on there. I don't know. But they have ways to go about and finding that. Why do you think you get scam credit card things in the mail? Because right. your address is sold
yes.
through various companies so that you can get all all these ads for this great credit card with this great APR and all these things. So, yeah, it's not as confidential as you might think, which is worrisome because I understand that. It's just, unfortunately, there's nothing really illegal about it.
Right.
So,
I mean, if it's in the phone book, for those of you who remember what a phone book is.
I was thinking the other day, I was like, how sketchy is it to be like, here's my address, here's my phone number, everything in the phone book, this is my uncle?
Yep.
I don't know. I think phone books are the weirdest.
They are weird.
The weirdest invention, isn't it? But it was handy for once.
For a few decades.
For a few decades. another scam that people try to do is say, I'm your grandchild, I'm in jail. I need you to get me this money or whatever. A lot of people believe that because it's like, you know my grandchild's name. You sound kind of like him. I haven't talked to him in 20 years, so I don't know. But, like, those kinds of things that, like, again, pretty common information. A good Facebook search, you list your family members on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's pretty easy to figure out who you're tied to. Like, privacy settings are pretty important, so maybe this is what this is all about, is privacy on social media.
There we go.
But yeah, they'll say, I'm your grandchild, I need X amount of money, and then give me gift cards, Bitcoin, whatever it is, and I've heard Bitcoin before, and I feel like it's going to be a popular trend here soon.
That is so funny.
Yeah, I don't know. Cryptocurrency, some kind of, you Venmo me this money.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Here's my Cash App.
Yeah, so.
Send it on over.
If you cannot confirm with your grandchild that, like, that is actually them and they just keep, like, trying to go about, like, well, yeah, of course it's me. I need this money. And, like, where's your birthmark at, John? Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know. That's a red flag. I don't know if that's actually how that would go. Maybe he has a very public birthmark that they would know. But, you know, I mean, asking those super personal questions like that, like, what is your parents' anniversary? I don't know. Just trying to dig a little deep. And then if you feel weird, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then try to get a hold of your grandson for real.
Yeah. You call them.
Yeah, you call them.
Or your child and say, where's my grandchild?
Yeah, right. But find another way to go about that, because them calling you for that kind of situation, I mean, it could be legit. People call all the time, like, hey, can you come pick me up? I just got arrested, or, like, I need this bond money. Right. That happens all the time for us. We are always, like, seeing them on the phone, like, if they're in custody, trying to contact somebody to try to get a ride or figure out the bond amount. But for the most part, it's you have to come and bring the money to get this person out. Right. It's not just, hey, send me the money. So
I feel like a lot of the scams that I've talked to, they're like, they said that they're in Mexico.
Right.
Like, they're somewhere far away where it's not like, come down to the police station and get me. I was arrested.
Yeah.
It's, I'm so far away, you can only send money this way.
Which I still feel like shouldn't be the case.
Right.
I don't know. I've never had a person that I know. I'm so sorry. Somebody's getting iced right now. This is what happens when we get an impromptu episode. You get all the glorious noises in the background.
And we don't go to our normal.
Yeah, we don't get to our normal Heidi Howe location. But yeah, I feel like regardless, there should be some other way to work about this and not just Venmoing money.
Right.
But it's a scam. Like we said, a lot of the scams have to involve gift cards. Mm-hmm. So a lot of grocery stores and, like, Walmart will call us being like, this person's over here. They're getting, like, thousands of dollars in gift cards. I think that they're falling for a scam. They really aren't going to talk to us about it because they said they can't talk about it. And it's, like, super sketchy. So, yeah, if you're having to get, personally, I only get gift cards when I, like, need them.
Right.
I'm never told to get a gift card by somebody. So I feel like that should be your first red flag.
Right.
I don't know. Have you ever been told to get $200 in gift cards? $2,000?
Definitely not that expensive, only from a family member who's we gotta give these gift cards out, or, like, these are the presents for fill in the blank. So
it's like, I forgot something. Can you go get me? Yeah.
Right.
But, like, otherwise, it's like, don't do that. And thousands of dollars, like, I've had people call out and they're out like a lot of money.
Yeah.
So just try really hard to, like, keep that in the back of your head that if they're asking for a gift card, probably a good chance not legit.
Right.
Another scam that I have heard of is, like, a workplace situation where, like, somebody from corporate calls in and they're like, hey, I need you to get this money from the register and drop it off at this location because of XYZ. And employees will do that because they're like, oh, it's corporate. I have to get this. It's corporate. So they end up calling like hours or days later when they tell somebody about it. And they're like, what did you do? Why is there no money in the register? So don't fall for that. If it was corporate, I'm not sure. I mean, I worked in retail long enough to know that like, that's not how that works.
Right.
They need money from you. They can wait for the deposit.
Yeah.
Because that's how they get their money, is they, each day is a different deposit.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like with all of this, and especially that one, if it just feels a little bit weird, just have someone else take a listen, get involved,
literally,
run it by them.
Yeah, call like your manager, call your friend or your mom or dad or whoever you trust with that kind of thing. And if they're also like, that's not legit.
Right.
Just don't. And if anything, if they start to... A lot of times when you start to question them, they start to become angry and start to threaten you.
Yeah.
Most of the time, those are empty threats because they're not even in this country or, like, in the state or in the city. But those threats will scare you to this think, okay, yeah, no, I definitely need to do this because now I'm going to get fired. I'm going to lose my job.
Right.
But that's not the case. That you just tell them, hey, I've called the police. And most of the time, they'll be like, okay, bye.
Right. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. But now that we get to that point, like, they use a lot of scare tactics, a lot of threats, a lot of, well, I know where you live, all of these things. If you ever feel like your life is in danger, definitely call the police department. Otherwise, for the most part, when it comes to scam calls, there's nothing we can do about them. Unless you've given money that is a part of the, like, what we can track and... maybe track, I'm not sure, I'm not a detective, but that is part of the where we can get involved, is if you lose money, and if you are out, whatever the case may be, we are able to help investigate that. However, for the most part, we can't stop these scam calls, because they spoof numbers, they can make it look like they're calling from the police department, they can make it look like they're calling from your area code. Sometimes it even is your phone number that's calling you, so it's super weird when that happens. Didn't that happen to somebody here?
Mm-hmm. I feel somehow like they spoofed the police department's number too.
Oh, good. That's great.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah, it's super scary that they can do that, but and that's unfortunately the capability of technology nowadays, that they can spoof the numbers and they're not even in the same state.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard for us to track that down. And, well, for the most part, what we tell people, if you're not out any money, just tell your friends, make sure that nobody falls for this scam, and they'll eventually stop, block the number. If you don't know how to block the number, look at your phone company, they can probably walk you through it. But otherwise, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security, if it's a Social Security scam, there's like a hotline for that, and they have their own like investigation service, because that's a little bit more... intense of a situation. It's your Social Security number or whatever the case may be, so they have their own little fraud line that they can look into claims and stuff like that. But if you are ever out any money, give us a call. Hopefully this episode has taught you what to look for so that you're not out any money and you can tell your friends, share this episode. That's not all the scams that are out there. I'm sure there's like thousands of different ideas, but like basically gift cards, any type of not in-person exchange of money, just always have your guard up a little bit with that situation. Anything you want to add?
No.
No?
You did it.
Cool. This is a very quick episode. I'm sorry, it's because I'm trying to fill in for the lack of an episode yesterday. But I hope you guys have a good day and night by the time this comes out, or whatever time it is by the time you listen. You guys know the drill. Know where you are. Know your phone number and tell us exactly what happened. I forgot our social media. Listen to a previous episode for that. Okay, bye.